Hello, this is Monica with Heart of Unity, and I'm bringing you your first auditory oracle message, and I've decided to try something new and see what happens when we take the oracle message and give you an MP3 to listen to instead. So I've done a little meditation, and for December 1st, 2016. And what I was really looking for is, you know, what are the current energies going on, and, you know, for the month, and what messages could I possibly bring forward to help people who hear this to move through December and these energies in the best way possible. And for me, transformation and healing and empowerment are always important. So it's not just to know what kind of energies are coming, but also and how we move through it. But how do we change through it? How do we grow through it? And how do we become so much more of what we can be? And that's the deal with why we're here on the earth plane, is we're spirits having a human experience, and we came here to transform, and especially during these times of prophecy that we're going through. So much is happening upon the earth, and it seems chaotic. Politics are crazy. You know, there's pipeline issues going on when we're looking at North Dakota, and even up here in Canada, you know, with Kinder Morgan, and recognizing that, you know, what's happening is humanity is facing its own dark side. And, you know, how do we deal with that? Are we able to embrace our darkness in order to transform it? You know, that's something to give some thought about. So, you know, this month, you know, the craziness is in the world is going to continue. And it's a symptom of, or a macrocosm of what we have going on in our microcosm. So, what we do in times of chaos as spiritual warriors, in a sense, is to, you know, when we're surrounded by negativity and fear in the world, you know, as to, you know, what's going to happen with the environment, are there going to be wars, and, you know, there's poverty around us, and, you know, all sorts of crazy things, unusual weather even, and the best thing we can do always is to find our center. And, you know, we do that by breathing deeply, grounding ourselves. I always say to put your hand over your belly button and breathe as if your lungs extend to your belly button. And when you do that, you'll notice your shoulders start to drop and you become very present, focusing within your body and on the breath. And so when things become overwhelming, that's what I say to do, is to ground and become present and know that we came here for this time. You know, these are very important times of prophecy unfolding in the world. And, you know, we're in the apocalypse. And apocalypse, literally translated, means lifting of the veil. And so we're starting, you know, we're really seeing truth. We're really being faced with our truth. So having, you know, loving thoughts, finding our center, and, you know, having the intention to seek peace. And from there, we always know what right action to take. Self-care is a theme this month. It should be a priority for everyone. I say lots of sea salt baths if you can do it. Get a good aura spray, smudge with sage, you know, all sorts of things. Anything that helps you to balance and makes you feel good is a wonderful thing to do. And I'm also going to say that it's so important, you know, to intuitively tune into ourselves. And, you know, no matter what the chaos is going on around us, if we can breathe and become still and calm, the answers as to what we do next always show up. And those answers can be as simple as do nothing, sign a petition, make a phone call. It could be, you know, if it's something personal you're facing, the next step might show up as to, you know, what you need to do. You know, as far as making a decision in your life, it becomes more clear. And we do have Mercury going retrograde on the 19th of December, which means things can get a little wonky. And it gives us one final push to go back and look at things we need to fix in order to go forward into a brand new year in 2017. So we're finishing a cycle of nine. 2016 is a nine numerologically, and we're going into a 1 year. So let's get rid of all we can in moving forward from here. And this has to do with our soul's lessons. So, you know, seeking, intending to operate from a point of unconditional love. Also, doing something kind for another. This is the month of goodwill. So, you know, I've always found no matter how hard things were for me, I could always look around and find somebody else in a worse boat. Not to make light of my own issues. My own issues are there, so you don't want to do that as a way of escape. But at the same time, it can really help your spirit. It feeds your spirit to help another. So look around, whether it's doing, you know, a chore or an errand for a neighbor, or, you know, helping out a program that helps families in need through the holidays. You know, there's so many things we can do. Shovel a driveway, even, you know. Just seek those goodwill things. Send somebody kind messages on Facebook, even, that can, you know, help lift, help uplift, and be genuine in doing so. You know, really be genuine. Come from the heart when you're doing it. And I think you'll find that, you know, that really helps. And this is how we lift each other up. Lift each other up. So be positive with each other. Instead of finding fault, let's find, you know, the good things. Look after your aura, your energy this month. And, you know, I think this is going to be a very important month for flashes of insight, I'm going to say. That's what's coming up, is our ability to sense and, you know, receive important messages from our higher self. Could be our own intuitive messages, our messages from spirit. But I feel like we're going to be having lots of flashes of insight. So if you can keep the mindset this month of personal lessons, and no matter what you're looking at in the world, reflect back inward and say, what is this showing me about me? And this is how you will have the greatest breakthroughs. You know, and we all have a shadow side. We've all been, you know, we've all been and done so many things. And, you know, we came in to this lifetime to have a shadow side and dance with that. So, you know, it's really important to, you know, embrace our shadow side as a pathway to positive transformation. And we're always harder on ourselves than we are on other people, let's face it. And when we're pointing at other people, remember, we have three fingers pointing back at us. So, you know, don't forget that. Keep your spiritual practices going this month. It's so easy when we're so busy, you know, doing family visits and, you know, holiday parties and, you know, preparing for the holidays. There's just, it's a time of hustle and bustle, and it's easy to put your practice on hold. So if you have a regular daily meditation practice, stick with it. Make an effort to, you know, tune into yourself every day. That's a part of what I started talking about. Be present. You know, breathe. Get into your body. And, you know, it's so important to meditate, to spend time with your crystals. If you're like me, that's what I love to do. Spend time with crystals and oracle cards, and I play sound healing music, and, you know, burn incense and sage and use my spikenard oil, all my favorite things. And it's important for me that I don't lose contact with all of that. So, you know, I recommend to you, you know, all of those things, whether it's, you know, going out for a walk, and nature is beautiful for grounding. Go for a walk. As I said before, meditate, have a sea salt bath, you know, do those things and maintain those things, especially when it's chaotic and busy. Because when we're busy and it seems like the world is going to hell in a handbasket, that's when we as spiritual warriors are tested to stay in our practice. So, you know, this is a time of so much potential and change on the planet, and we came here for this. We came here to awaken our consciousness and, you know, to help others awaken around us. And sometimes the way we can help others awaken around us is by simply awakening ourselves. Be present. And that's how you anchor light and good energy into the world. Be present. Maintain your spiritual practice. You don't have to go out looking to change another human being or do anything. You know, if you are very present within yourself and, you know, keeping your energy clear, you're doing more of a service than you even know. And for those who, you know, offer healing services and readings and such, you know, take good care of your own energy, and you're there to help others as well. And so I intend to keep sending out messages such as this. I'm going to post the audio links on our website, heartofunity.com, on the audio video tab. And I also want everyone to know that we do have gift certificates available this year. So feel free to contact us. We can send them by email, personalized, and to anywhere in the world. We offer our services on the phone and such. So, you know, feel free to partake of that. And you know, we'd be happy to assist you to make your holiday shopping a little easier. And so on that note, I say I bid you adieu, and certainly look forward to doing more of these audio transmissions for you. Have a beautiful December.